All right, we are in F-sharp world today. We're going to talk about design pattern, which is a very cool thing that we haven't really ever talked about before when we talk about F-sharp. Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Tao. Okay. I'm from F-sharp team.
Excellent, Tao. What do you do on the F-sharp team?
Oh, I'm testing F-sharp and also writing a library for F-sharp, using
F-sharp. Excellent. Now, you have been using F-sharp for a while, and you've been working at Microsoft for about 4 or 5 months, but you've been programming in F-sharp for a number of years.
Yes, that's correct. I've been using F-sharp for 5 years.
Excellent, man. It's definitely a really good language, very interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, some of the feedback that people have given you is that F-sharp lacks this notion of design patterns.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so I wanted to come and kind of figure out, A, you know, what does that mean? I mean, what are they saying? And B, why does it matter? So take it away, man.
Okay. So let's say F-sharp is very good at writing a small library. Let's say math library, some library. So when you have those libraries together, when you want to use all of this library to building a big application, a commercial software, then you're facing a problem how to organize this component. If you're a C-sharp programmer, you will think, oh, I can use some design patterns. Design pattern has been there for a long time, and they have been proved to be very effective to writing a big commercial software. So if I'm a C-sharp programmer, naturally I will think, oh, how can I use design pattern to organize this all this class, all this function together, and building a commercial software? But the problem with F-sharp, we don't have such a concept. We think it's, some functional programmers even think design pattern, we don't need it at all. But I think this is, I would say, we do need design patterns, because when you're actually building a big system and you cannot rely on some small functions, you have to organize this function into some structure and some behaviors, then your big system can come to true.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about that. You mentioned structural design patterns. What do you mean by that?
Oh, structural design patterns, let's say, now structural design pattern, if you have a tree structure, then each node you can think that's an object. How can you construct a tree structure from each node? You can use design pattern, which is called composite pattern, to build a tree structure from this node. Then we call this kind of design patterns called a structural design pattern.
Okay. And then behavioral design patterns.
The behavioral design pattern is different from the structural. Behavior is like a function. A typical behavioral design pattern is called the chain of responsibility.
Okay.
So let's say you are a patient, you're going to a physical exam. You have to go through different doctors. Different doctor give you some test result. Say you're good, you're bad, then something like this. So when you go through these doctors, if you are object, then you go through all of this component, this chain of responsibility. The doctor, the system, will draw the conclusion from different doctors and give you the final result. If your health is good, you are very crappy.
Yes, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Uh-huh. Not smoking too much, not drinking too much.
Yeah.
So in some sense, the doctors are functions.
Yep.
And you're getting passed through these functions, and you know, at the end of the day, the result is you're healthy or you need to stop eating so much fat because your cholesterol level is too high.
Yep.
Right on. I just wanted to make sure everybody out there sort of has a clear understanding of why any of this matters. So, you know, one of the great things about F-sharp is it's really to show sample, easy to show sample code, very efficient. So can we look at some examples
sure.
of this?
Yeah. So we have a website.
Okay.
We call it F-sharp 3.0 sample pack. We have more than 200 samples.
Nice.
Listed here. At the bottom, we have some advanced topic. We call it design patterns. Over here, we have 12 to 13 design patterns implemented.
Okay.
And I got several design patterns listed here. The first one, it's a redo-undo pattern. If you are familiar with C-sharp, the redo-undo actually is based on a command pattern.
Ah.
Each command, let's say I type a character A in a Word document. This type action is a command. Then you somehow store this command in a structure. Then if you want to redo it, you rerun this command. If you want to undo it, you somehow grab this command, and call the undo function on this command and revert it back. Mm. So the command pattern is not like make sure you have the command ready. It's how about you. It's about how you organize this command and how you to grab the redo part and undo part from this command.
Okay.
So when we say the redo undo part is implement into two functions. They are taking a command as a parameter. A command for this sample is deposit into your banking account and withdraw the money from your banking account.
Okay.
For this sample, the result, $7, is your initial value. The deposit action is your account balance plus X dollar. A withdrawal will be X dollar.
Minus.
Subtract, yeah. And if you run this sample, you've seen a current balance 7 before the run.
Mm-hmm.
And after you do a deposit, $3, your balance became $10. Somehow, some mistake happened.
Yes.
You want to revert it back.
Yeah.
Then the current will be $7 again.
Okay.
It's reverted back. So the second sample I want to show is let's make it bigger. It's a behavior pattern, chain of responsibility. Let's say if you're a patient, you go through several doctors, and each doctor will give you some result.
Okay.
And all of these doctors, it's kind of like a sequential workflow. You can think the doctors a component in this workflow.
Okay.
So first, we can declare a chain template. This chain template will make sure parsing two functions can continue, and the process F is in the doctor, can continue, which is a stop condition. Sometimes when you go to the third doctor, doctors think, oh, you already have cancer, you don't have to go to the fourth one.
Mm.
Then you have to stop there, then go to emergency room, something like this. And from the chain function, and the chain function is derived from the chain template. You're parsing the process function and can continue function to get a chain function. Then for this sample, the chain function is derived from can continue, always return true, and the process function x plus 1. So if we give 1 into this chain function, we can get a result out.
Okay.
Which is 3. 1 going to the first one, plus 1, 2. The 2 will go to the second one, plus 1, becomes 3.
Okay.
This is a typical behavior pattern. I've said in the last sample, it's a adapter pattern. Adapter pattern can make two components, two class to work together and go into the same system. Let's say if you have two teams working in Canada and the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
they're working for a different branch, for a bank system. The Canadian team will say, okay, I will do a class called deposit. The U.S. team will also do the same class, let's say deposit. But the problem is they have the same function, but they don't share the common class. When you want to integrate these two branches, the Canadian branch and U.S. branch together,
mm-hmm.
then you have to declare a common interface or common class
mm-hmm.
to make sure they can work together. And this actual work can give you a lot of troubles, eventually some bugs. And from this pattern, we introduce a F-sharp feature. We call it a generic invoke function.
Mm.
This function only requires a passing parameter has the same method. In this case, walk. In the sample, we have cat and dog. Usually, they don't play together. But the cat have a member called walk. The dog also have a member called walk. From this sample, you can see these two type of class, if you want to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
The cat and dog, they don't share any common class or interface. But when you actually call an adapter through this walk function, this GI function, the cat and dog, they can walk together.
Interesting.
Because of this. The more interesting part is because F sharp and C sharp, they are all based on CLR. So they are all compiled from the CLR code. Mm-hmm. So if you have a C sharp code, or let's say I have a C sharp class called cat.
Okay.
And you can always pass in your C sharp class cat and my F sharp dog into the adapter pattern. Then they will work together. So in this way, the F sharp has the ability to glue these two components, not only from two systems, but from two different languages into a big system.
Nice. Two different languages that compile to the same intermediate language.
Yes.
Which is what you're saying
right.
in terms of the CLR language.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Really, really cool.
Yeah. I really like this function.
Yes. I mean, it's very powerful, and it really simplifies, as you said, putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, what you want to have is a very modular system.
Yeah,
in your big system, so it's easier to reason about and remove and add pieces. But this kind of thing really simplifies, because then again, I mean, if an interface definition changes, your system's broken.
Mm-hmm.
If the base class changes for some reason, your system's broken.
Yeah, definitely.
So this is actually a really cool thing. So generic invoke is what it's called.
Yes.
Excellent. So people read up on that on the website you'll see on this video.
Yeah.
Get more information.
We can solve it for GI function, which is it's a unique feature for F sharp. You cannot find it at other language. In C sharp, maybe no. It's only for F sharp.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So that's why we think, because F sharp, we have some certain unique features. And all the design patterns ran out, is published or studied, it's based on an imperative language, such as Java and C sharp.
Mm.
How about using a functional way to rewrite your design pattern? Design pattern doesn't require to be written in C sharp or Java.
Mm-hmm.
Because this demo shows you how to use a functional language to rewrite your design pattern, to leverage the power of functional language, in this case, F sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Because F sharp is combined of the imperative and the functional. How can you leverage the unique feature from F sharp to rewrite your design pattern and make your system more concise and bug-free?
Wow, excellent, man. Well, hey, thank you for taking the time to
teach
us this. And it's very, very cool to see, you know, F sharp moving into this design pattern world. I mean, that's definitely an evolutionary step for the language.
And we think that F sharp is a perfect tool for enterprise development. That's why we introduced design pattern and unblock the C sharp developer to adopt our F sharp language to using into the enterprise, use it to the big real world commercial software development.
Excellent. Well, hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll come back and see you guys soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Definitely.
Cheers.